We're back in the studio. Oh my gosh, how did we get halfway through this session? What happens? The time just goes, Mel.
We got halfway through the week, halfway through the session. Don't blink or it's going to be gone.
Yeah, I know. Downhill slide. But it's really not downhill to the listeners,
no,
because we've got some of our most interesting guests in here. I want to say hello to my good friend Tom Haynes, who is Senior Vice President and Editor-in-Chief of AOPA Publications. Welcome to the show. And we also have Senior Editor Dave Hirschman, who is an author. I didn't know you wrote Hijack, The Heroes of Flight 705. See, there are things I've learned about you today.
It's true. Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it's true.
It is true. You did write
it. He's here to verify them.
Okay. And you learned everything you needed to know about that hijack. Actually, it was a pretty scary hijacking, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was an amazing event. And even within the aviation community, it's a little bit surprising sometimes that people aren't aware of it, but all they heard was that psycho attacks crew, plane lands safely. But the actual story of what that crew accomplished was amazing.
Oh, yeah, because they were injured, seriously injured.
Oh, yeah. I mean, two of them had critical injuries from that event.
And if you want to look it up, it was in 1994. And again, the book is Hijacked, The Heroes of Flight 705. So I love it when I find these things out about people I've known a long time. Tom, do you have a book that I don't know about?
Like pretty much everybody else who's ever written anything, I have a book squirreled away in a drawer somewhere that I think, I'll finish that one of these days. And who knows, maybe one of those days will come along and I will get one done. But the short answer is no.
Okay, well, you're going to have to do what I did and finally step away from the editor's chair and let somebody else pump out those magazines every month. I don't know. I don't know how authors do it. I honestly think you do need the sabbatical, you got to have time every single day to let it become your obsession. I think
Dave may be the exception to that, since he's a workaholic, a writeaholic, and can turn stuff around amazingly fast.
What you're saying is he's very focused in the moment.
Yeah, I could say that.
Anyhow, what have you guys seen from your perch at the giant AOPA tent? You've got a great spot this year that excites you about OSHA 14.
Well, we do have a great new spot over by the right by the Brown Arch, and first time there. It's a much bigger space than we had before. We've got the big white exhibit tent with about 200 seats out front for people to watch the air show, and a big yellow tent in the back for seminars, running seminars throughout the day, and having some member events back there, and a couple of airplanes on display that we can talk about later. But it's been really wonderful. Members have come up, and some of them take a while to find us, so we know it takes a while to train people about anytime anybody moves, it takes a while for them to find us. But nonetheless, it's been a great experience. But I would say the show is very positive from a media standpoint. I can't remember. This is my, I think, near as I can tell, my 25th time at Oshkosh. And I can't remember the last time we had more media events. And of the media events, the theme, I guess, two themes is ADS-B and angle of attack. Everybody's talking, got products coming onto the market in those areas.
I want to know, has anybody done a HUD for angle of attack? Because I have very strong opinions about angle of attack indicators and where they'll work and where they won't.
Actually, Alpha Systems is introducing a HUD-like device for their angle of attack, and basically what they've done is mount the display horizontally in the panel with a little fold-up piece of reflective glass.
That's
that you look
brilliant.
Right through like a HUD, and shows you that, and when you don't need it, you just flip it down out of the way. And so that's new here, and that's pretty clever.
And also, just like the iPad has taken over every part of the cockpit these days, there's MyGoFlight has actually come up with a HUD that is iPad-based. And
seriously?
That seems very quite intriguing to me.
How does that work?
The iPad provides the information that is projected onto a traditional sort of HUD. Mm. And, that's kind of a subject that's near and dear to my heart, because my younger brother Harry was a Navy pilot and flew fighters in the Navy and moved to general aviation, and all the conversations we have about GA flying, he says what he really misses about the jet is the HUD, and that once GA pilots get used to flying through a HUD, it's going to completely change things for the better. And you see the use of HUDs in, you know, first military, then airline, and corporate cockpits. And I think this is a potential real game changer for light GA.
I do too, and the reason why is because I think light GA pilots should be looking out the window more.
Yeah, even in flight training, it'd be nice to get people off the instruments when they come
right.
from sim
oh,
and everything
I
else.
I have
get
a way
them
to get them off
out.
The instruments.
Well, yeah, well, there's always that, but this is a little more comfortable.
Sure, right. it's the best way to get the benefits of this fantastic new technology we have and still look out the window.
Yeah, right. and that was my pet peeve with the new AOA is the times you really need it and the times you should be using it are also the times that you should be looking out the window. I'm sorry, it's short final, it's climb outs from steep places, and
you know,
argue with me if you think I'm wrong.
Well, Tom has recently installed an AOA in his airplane. He's got the KLR-10 in his Bonanza. So
right, I'm just beginning to get used to using it, but it is very helpful, and I do have it right on sitting up on the glare shield,
yeah,
so that it's line
spot.
Of sight when you're looking out the window at that real world moving map out there. I think that's what we should do with students is say that the out the window, that's a moving map out there, and pay attention. But anyhow, the angle of attack has been helpful. But for those of us who, you know, learned to fly 30 years ago using airspeed as our primary means of gauging where the airplane is and where it's going, then making the switch can be challenging. Military guys, of course, they grow up and begin learning to fly pretty quickly using angle of attack. Those of us who didn't start with that, it takes a while to begin to sort of bring that into your thought process and your scan.
I would agree with that. The ones that I've got the opportunity to fly with so far have been computer generated onto the EFIS, and that's why you're shaking your head, Dave. It's it's not doing what it needs to do because it's in the wrong place in the cockpit is what I found.
Yeah, there are lots of options from the various companies that are out there that where you do have the ability to put up on a glare shield in some form. Some of the presentations, I think, are not very good and not very intuitive, but they are at least up in your line of sight.
Yeah. And really, speaking of AOA, it's the primary benefit in my mind is that it teaches the concept. It really brings home the idea that an airplane really can stall at any attitude and any airspeed. And when you and it's a hard concept to get through to student pilots or any pilots really. There's, you know, a lot of pilots fly for years and never really understand the AOA relationship, but I think these products, the primary benefit of having it is that you learn about it. You learn the concepts and you are more aware.
I agree with you. Anybody who's done a cross control stall, anybody who's been in a turning stall, and if you haven't done that, then you haven't had good flight instruction as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it can also keep you a lot safer when you are training those concepts because you don't have to get so close or, you know, test things up to that limit in order to understand them.
Right. And when my daughter was doing some flight training, the thing that worried me the most about her soloing was that base to final turn, because, you know, the rest of us over years and years of having it drilled into your head, the importance of maintaining the proper attitude and airspeed and all that sort of thing, and that critical point on a flight. As a student pilot, it's just so easy to get overwhelmed and focused, and that's the part I worried the most about her, is that base to final turn. If she had angle of attack assimilated into her training, she may have been far more sensitive and aware of that.
And this helps integrate all that information,
sure.
So you don't have to be thinking about that, like you said, overloaded. And when they train on that from the beginning, they don't have our problem of trying to learn a new way to do it.
So it sounds like this is something that we're going to see more and more in new airplanes and retrofit. Hopefully easier and easier with lots of different equipment out there.
Yeah, with the FAA's new letter on AOAs allowing basically it to be done with a logbook sign-off, and lots of manufacturers bringing product to the market. Garmin is finally showing theirs. They announced it back at AEA in Memphis a few months ago, or in Nashville a few months ago, but they are showing the display here for the first time. And Dave flew one from Safelite just a week or so ago. We've got a story up on our website about the Safelite one, and that's a little bit different approach to it.
We've got a lot of different price points out there too, which is something that I really like to see, because somebody with a Citabria that's worth maybe $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 isn't going to spend a lot of money on this at this point. What do you think?
Yeah, true. And it's interesting that you mentioned the Citabria, because it was aerobatic flying that really really brought home AOA to me, because like all pilots, I kind of memorized the test answer and I knew what to say on the test, but I really didn't understand the concept. And it was once while doing a loop in an airplane much like a Citabria, where I was trying to tighten it to make it symmetrical, and the airplane was actually pointed straight down and snap rolled unintentionally. And it was because, I exceed the critical AOA on the down line. And it's like, hey, look, I'm pointed straight down at the ground, and yet I've stalled. So, the relationship between the airplane's attitude and the stall is...
Absolutely. Hey, Dave, yes. We're going to come right back. So hold that thought. We're EAA Radio, the voice of EAA.